Hello, my name is John Sifferman, and with me on the phone today is Adam Steer, who is a world-renowned strength and conditioning coach, as well as a bodyweight training expert based in Quebec. On this call, Adam will be sharing his knowledge of bodyweight exercise to help you take advantage of this primal, practical, and playful training style. So welcome to the call, Adam.
Thanks, John, and thanks for having me back. Second call.
Absolutely. It was so great the first time. We're going to have to pick your brain some more.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
All right, let's dive right in. What are the advantages that bodyweight exercise has over other training modalities?
The way I see it right now, there are a couple trends that kind of favor the whole bodyweight exercise movement. And one of them is kind of a lifestyle trend that my buddy and co-author of the bodyweight training book, Ryan Murdoch, calls the virtual nomad phenomenon, where people's lives are becoming more and more mobile. You know, we're not all necessarily, you know, tied to the same city, the same desk, the same building day after day. There's a lot of people that are, you know, starting to work a few days at home, a few days in the office, that are taking off for 2 or 3 months at a time to work in different locales. And with that changing lifestyle, I think the services that are built around that lifestyle have to change too. We can't be tied to the same old conventional methods, and exercise is no exception. And I think a good, well thought out bodyweight program is an excellent complement to that kind of nomadic lifestyle. It's something you can take, you know, anywhere. Can be done quickly in very little space. You know, you don't need to find a gym every time you go to a new spot. If your gym's close to your office and you're staying at home to work today, well, you know, you don't have to drive all the way downtown to go to the gym. You can go down to your rec room or even in your bedroom, a little corner in your bedroom, and you can still get your training in. So I think that's a big one, a big advantage of the body weight, the whole body weight exercise movement. And the other trend that I'm seeing is kind of a move away from the mainstream commercial gyms. And this, you know, for some people is because of money, especially nowadays with the economy the way it is. People are thinking about, you know, where can I cut? And a gym membership, you know, like it or not, costs quite a bit of money. So some people are looking to alternatives to the mainstream gym scene. Some people just want to save time. You know, they don't want to fight through rush hour to get to the gym. They don't want to wait for machines. They just want a quick, efficient workout. And you can definitely get that through the bodyweight training. And a lot of people just, they're not enamored anymore with the hustle and the bustle of the busy gyms and the, you know, kind of like the fancy gym clothes and the fancy machines and all that kind of stuff. They want something a little bit more primal, a little bit more simple. And I think that the whole totally equipment-free, free movement aspects of bodyweight training is really, really attractive to those people that are looking for that that quality of in an exercise program. I think another thing that you know, as far as the exercise itself goes, that is really interesting when we're talking about bodyweight training is the whole concept of relative strength, or in other words, being able to take your body and efficiently and effectively control it as you move it through space. And there are very few tools and methods that can get at that as well as a well put together bodyweight exercise program. So that again is another big benefit. And then when you look at what Ryan and I are doing, which is bodyweight exercise straight from the circular strength training system, you add an even deeper element to that idea of relative strength, in that we are systematically taking the body through what we call the 6 degrees of freedom, which is basically, if you break it down, every single plane and sphere in which the body can move. So you're taking the idea of relative strength and you're applying it through those 6 degrees of freedom, which makes it even more effective as an exercise methodology. And there aren't very many tools that do a good job of taking the body through those 6 degrees. The club bell is one, and we talked about club bells in our last conversation. But bodyweight exercise is definitely one of the best methods to get at that 6 degree of freedom, control over your body. So I'd say that's an overview of how I see the benefits of bodyweight exercise.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm noticing the same exact trends where people are just looking for, you know, a better solution to, you know, the practical needs that they have. And I definitely agree with you that bodyweight exercise is, it's much more, I guess it's much easier to integrate the body as a whole through the 6 degrees of freedom than it would be with, you know, more conventional training methods.
Yeah. And even, you know, like when you think about what we do in life and sport, it often is more about, you know, how we're manipulating our body in space than how we're manipulating like heavy objects and tools and things like that. So I think, you know, even if you're doing weight training, I think it's an important bridge from more conventional training into sport or life or recreational activities or whatever.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, well, what type of training goals can be achieved using bodyweight exercise?
I think to a certain extent, pretty much any training goal, if you put the program together properly, can be addressed by bodyweight training. You know, there are tons of examples of physical cultures throughout history that have used pretty much only bodyweight exercise to build really impressive levels of health and physique. And even in the book, we address 5 specific types of goals and how to achieve them through bodyweight exercise. And it, you know, the difference from one goal to the next in the book is mainly the protocols that we use with the bodyweight exercise, or, you know, in other words, how we put those exercises together to shoot for a certain goal like strength or fat loss or muscle gain or whatever. So having said that, I mean, I think that, you know, realistically, you really can target pretty much any goal to a certain extent. But there are certain probably areas that are especially well suited for bodyweight training. Certainly like any kind of high intensity conditioning, like metabolic training, can be really well addressed with bodyweight training. I have a few small groups that I train. Two of them actually are ice canoe teams, a female and a male ice canoe team. And most of what I'm doing with them is metabolic conditioning. And whenever I show up without any equipment, their heart skips a beat and they get to start to sweat and they get nervous because they know the days that I don't show up with some club bells and some kettlebells or sandbags or something like that, those are the days that they're going to work the hardest. So definitely bodyweight exercise for any of the Metcon stuff is awesome. And it seems to be really effective for fat loss too. Since the book has come out, we've had tons of people sending us, you know, their story, their testimonial of losing like multiple belt sizes or like 2-3 inches off of their waist, several pounds, and in just 28 days. Like we run 28 day cycles in this book. So the results have been really impressive on that level. So it's nice to see too that people are taking the material and applying it and really getting the results that they're after. So, I mean, again, I think pretty much anything, but those specific things can be really well addressed with body weight training. Strength endurance, too. It's really good.
Great. Now, there's a common argument that a lot of strength coaches will say is that you can only get so strong with body weight exercise. Now, is this true or is there some truth to it?
Well, I mean, I think I would answer that with an example, and that is that I don't know very many people who can do a good pistol squat or a really good one-arm push-up with good form. So So I think for the vast majority of people, there's still lots of room in the tank to be able to hit, to keep building strength with body weight exercise. Certainly there are, some people that are to a point where, if they want to get stronger, they might have to add in some kind of external resistance. And I'm by no means anti strength training tool. I use conventional strength training tools from time to time for myself and for my clients. And obviously I use club bells, I use kettlebells, I use sandbags and stuff like that. But I'll go through whole cycles where I use just body weight exercise. Even in a cycle where I'm using conventional strength training tools, still usually a good portion of my program will be built out of the body weight exercise, just because I really believe in, the relative strength and the applicability of body weight exercise to everything else I'm doing in my life and in my sporting pursuits and whatnot. So I think, 95% of people out there still have tons that they can do as far as building strength with body weight exercise.
Great. All right, now what about hypertrophy? Can you build appreciable muscle with body weight training?
Yeah, definitely. But I think, you have to make the distinction here between the muscularity of what I would call a functional physique and the more exaggerated muscle mass of somebody who's seeking to put on muscle and who has physique at the top of their hierarchy of priorities. So basically they're training to get big. Whereas, most of the training that we're proponents of is training to move better, to have more quality of movement, or to perform a task better, which is going to put muscle on, appropriately to that movement. So what I like to say is, you'll gain muscle where muscle is due. So basically, you'll put on the muscle that's needed for the functional tasks that you're asking your body to do. And it kind of harkens back to that idea of the relative strength. If somebody is training to do a gymnastics planche, or planche as Americans call it, they're going to build the muscularity where they need it to do that task. Going back to your original question, yes, you can definitely put a lot of muscle on just with bodyweight exercise, especially if you put it together in the right way. And in the book, there's a whole chapter devoted to how can you organize your training, your bodyweight training around hypertrophy. But you're not going to get the kind of physique that a bodybuilder, for example, would be looking to develop. I'd say what you can achieve is the kind of muscular physique of, for example, a male gymnast. So, and if you can picture the two, that's the contrast, I think. It depends what you're shooting for. If you're shooting for bodybuilding, bodyweight exercise might be a good stand-in, when you can't get to the gym or you're traveling or something like that, but you're going to have to hit the weights if you want that physique. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. It's perfect. All right, now diving into some program design, how could you progress with bodyweight training, assuming that you're not using any additional resistance, kettlebell, clubbell, et cetera?
Sure. Of course, there are the traditional staples. You can adjust volume, frequency, and your density of training. And basically what this means is just playing with the volume is like how many overall reps that you're doing in a certain amount of time. You can play with the frequency, how often are you training, and you can play with the density, which is, how long is it taking you to do a given amount of reps. So say, you're doing like 100 reps in 10 minutes, so the next time maybe you're going to try to do it in 8 minutes, 6 minutes. That's the idea of density. If you want a really good primer on how you can play with this kind of stuff with bodyweight exercise, there is a post on my blog, bettersbetter.com. Maybe you could link up to this when you post the interview. But it's about how I used a program called Forward Pressure. It was a few years ago, but it's a good post because I explain how basically I alternated between increasing the volume of the number of sets that I was doing with this program called Forward Pressure. It's a Scott Sunin program, and so I was alternating between increasing volume and increasing the density. So taking that same volume and squeezing it into less time, and it's kind of an interesting, I put together as a story of this progression of how I went through this. So it's kind of a neat read. The other thing you can do with body weight exercise is go from double to single limb stuff. So and you can start with body weight squats. You can move to some form of a single leg squat with the leg behind and then the leg in front and some kind of like supported pistol into a free pistol. So, you can progress with things like that. Same thing with push-ups. I like to put a lot of isometric or static exercises into my body weight training when I'm looking to increase the challenge. Things like the gymnastics planche that I mentioned earlier, even like static holds of things like a quad squat, which is another CST exercise. That's an excellent way to progress the difficulty or the challenge of your training. And then finally, I think the probably for me, what I consider to be the most important principle that we use to progress through our bodyweight training programs is the idea of sophistication. So you know what sophistication is?
Oh, absolutely. That was actually my next question: why and how does sophistication fit into a bodyweight training program?
Okay, so basically, as a principle, it deals with the goal of continually seeking to increase not just the quantity of work that we're doing, but also the quality of our movement. So instead of just doing, for example, more push-ups, once we get a solid base, we're able to do an adequate number of push-ups, with a really solid technique. We might take that, and instead of just doing more push-ups or increasing the density or whatever, we'll take that and we'll progress it to a movement like, for example, the quad squat, which is a CST movement that, resembles a little bit a push-up, but it takes a lot more timing and coordination to be able to do it well. So you're adding motor sophistication to this basic movement family, which is a push-up, and bringing it into a quad squat, which is a little bit more sophisticated. And then, once you get solid on the quad squat, you can do a decent volume with a really good technique on that exercise. Then we might take that and turn it into another CST exercise called the screwing press, which again takes more timing, more coordination to do well. So that's the basic idea of what sophistication is, and I think by progressing with that principle and not just with the old standbys, you're not just the first thing you're doing is you're tapping into that principle of muscle confusion, and that that helps you stay on the path of continued growth, continued fat loss. But more importantly than that, in my opinion, is you're building that better timing, that better coordination, and that's what's going to result in optimal performance on the field of play. Like if you're into sports, that's what's going to allow you to get down with your kids and play pain-free. I mean, it just gives you the whole spectrum of health and performance that you're missing if you stay in the more two-dimensional progression to exercise that we generally see in the more conventional approaches to training. So it's a great way to build your overall health, your overall performance, but also, to stave off injury and, even push back the aging process, because you're continually building the quality and the sophistication of your, your nervous system and your movement patterns.
Great. Now you've alluded to, your program, Bodyweight Exercise Revolution. Could you tell us exactly what that is, what you and Coach Murdoch developed, and why it's different from other bodyweight training programs?
Yeah. So Bodyweight Exercise Revolution, which I'll just call BER, is actually it's five separate programs rolled into one book. And each of those programs targets a specific goal. So we've got fat loss, muscle gain, strength, longevity, and general athleticism. And from the type of feedback we're getting so far, fat loss seems to be the most popular. So we've actually decided to go ahead and we've started already working on a three-phase program devoted just to fat loss. So that's the next thing that's going to come out. And that's probably going to be the end of June that we're going to get that out. Now, as far as the book itself, BER, the original, aside from, you know, like the innovative nature of the CST bodyweight exercises, which you're going to find in all of the BER products, what's really interesting about the book is the use of Coach Scott Sonnen's 4x7 protocol. I don't want to give the farm away completely, and I think we talked a lot about 4x7 in our first interview. Basically, the 4x7 is a method of micro-periodization that waves you through four distinct and concrete intensity levels over 4 days. So you go through no intensity, low, moderate, and high intensity days over 4 days, and that repeats 7 times to create a 28-day cycle. I mentioned earlier that 28-day cycle and people getting really impressive results. And in all the research and experimentation that Coach Sonnen did. Coach Sonnen is the founder of the Circular Strength Training System. This particular setup is what overall yielded the quickest and most impressive results, and this is the most important part, while limiting the risk of injury or overtraining that's often associated with that kind of rapid progress. I think, you know, those two things that I mentioned, really innovative exercise selections, like stuff that most people never have seen before, and the use of the 4x7 formula, I think, is what really sets us apart from most of the other stuff that you'll see out there right now. And it's also, it's not boring. A lot of the stuff that I run across for bodyweight training is, you know, just more of the same, more push-ups, more burpees, more sit-ups, more bodyweight squats. Like, and you know, there's nothing wrong with any of those exercises if you can take them and make them more and more sophisticated as you go, so that you're not just doing more, you're doing better, like we were talking about before. So that's the book, and I think that's the advantage that we have over other programs. It's also, you know, it's very tailored to the individual, because every single exercise in every program, each of the 5 programs, is going to have multiple choices for every exercise sophistication level and every level of trainee that's going into the program. So wherever you're coming from, you have a place to start in BER.
That's perfect. Now, scalability is a huge thing that's usually missing from most bodyweight training programs. So that's, I think that's one of the major things that must set BER apart from the others. Now, I know you mentioned fat loss being the most popular program option before, but is there anyone else who would most benefit from the BER program?
I think right off the bat, there's the obvious candidates. Anyone with a busy schedule, people that need to snatch quick and efficient workouts so they can do anywhere, anytime, obviously they're going to do really well with BER. I mean, they could take any bodyweight exercise program, but I mean, what I've found is just most bodyweight programs, just they're not capturing people's attention, they're not keeping them interested, and you know, for that very reason, the long-term adherence to the programs just isn't there. So, I mean, we've really got that. People, once they start these programs, they want to finish them because, you know, there's a progression through it. There's an excitement as you move through the program. Obviously, anyone who travels a lot is going to find tremendous value in the book. Like I mentioned before, people are just, they don't want to pay the gym memberships anymore. They're looking for an alternative to the gym, to that culture. And they seem to just gravitate towards BER. These people, they're often looking for more primal, more natural, and really, you know, equipment-free exercise options that are going to be able to hold their interest over the long haul. And I think that's something that we really deliver on. Like I mentioned before, people that are looking to take inches off their waist, it has proven itself to work already since it's been out. There's just so many examples of people writing us saying how well they're doing on it. I think obviously any people that are involved in athletic pursuits where that relative strength or that, you know, strength-weight ratio is important, which, you know, in my mind is pretty much any sport. I can't think of any sport where that strength-weight ratio isn't important and that ability to control your body through space. I think those athletes are obviously going to benefit tremendously from, especially from BER, because of that whole integration of the idea of moving through 6 degrees of freedom.
Great. All right. Well, last question is, how can people who are interested find more information about Bodyweight Exercise Revolution?
Okay. Well, Ryan and I have a brand new blog. It's at bodyweightcoach.com. Like I say, it's brand new. We're still fleshing it out. We're, you know, working on content and whatnot right now. But it's there. You can see an early version of it, and you can find the book through that. And, you know, subscribe to it, put it in your reader, subscribe to it by email or whatever, because there's going to be a lot of content going on to that site in the next couple months, but ongoing for a long time. You can go directly to the book's home at bodyweightexercise.revolution.com. And finally, you can go to my blog, and you'll find tons of content on bodyweight exercise, on circular strength training, and all kinds of other, like, you know, out of the mainstream fitness information, and that's at bettersbetter.com. So that's BETTERSBETTER.com. Yeah, so that's where we are on the web.
Fantastic. Now, Adam was telling me before we started the call that he has a incentive in case you're already interested in purchasing the BER program, and he's willing to offer sort of a bonus for anyone who wants to take action and really take advantage of this awesome program. So do you want to just explain that, Adam?
Sure. So you asked me to come up with something, you know, exclusive for your crowd. So I gave it some thought, and what I'd like to do, and this is a bit of an experiment, is for anyone who buys the BER book in the next 24 hours from the time that this is posted, anyone who buys it through John's link on the blog or wherever he's posting it, I'm going to give you a 28-day access to a private area on our site where you can post your training logs and ask your questions. And I'll be popping in every day or two to have a look around, see what you guys are doing, and answer any questions that you have and give you some guidance. I think it's kind of a nice way to get an introduction into the world of circular strength training, bodyweight training, and also in, you know, the whole idea of the 4x7 program, the BER material. But again, this is only for 24 hours after this interview is posted, and it's only for people that buy through John's link.
All right, fantastic. And I know that this is, I guess Adam's first time doing something exclusive like this, but I know that Adam has done online coaching in the past, and this is certainly going to be a tremendous opportunity for anyone who wants to, you know, really maximize the use of this program and get started off on the right foot. So I really do appreciate Adam putting this together for you guys, and I really appreciate you coming for the call today, Adam. There was a lot of great stuff shared, and definitely going to have to get you on sometime again in the future.
Anytime, man. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for having me.